Well, thanks so much for joining us as we continue to look at this new series on the family. And I think you would agree with me that the family is under attack, from the classroom to the courtroom to the cinema. The traditional family is being hit from all sides. But parents, we can't control Hollywood, right? We can only control our little Henry. We may not be able to sway judges, but little Jimmy lives under our roof. We can't control everything the teacher says at school, but we can control what little Tommy hears and watches at home. So parents, we have to be committed to teaching our children diligently. That's exactly what the premier parenting passage tells us. Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might." We looked at that yesterday, and these words I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach your children diligently and shall talk about them when you sit in your home and when you walk on the way. A few years ago, my wife Laura and I got hooked on a television series called 24. It was a drama that followed a guy named Jack Bauer. He was an agent with the counterterrorism unit. And I confess to everyone reading that we might have just binged on a few seasons of that show. That's my confession. While the main culprits in the show are terrorists, things really fall apart when someone inside the CTU, the counterterrorism unit, when someone inside is working with the terrorists. And the same thing happens with families. Many families are blown apart from the inside. As parents, we're told to teach God's word diligently to our children. We must be the one who impress the truths of God's word inside the walls of our home. We must teach our children to wield the sword of the Spirit, and that's the word of God. So we need to be teaching our children diligently. Teaching diligently means to repeat. We need to impress on our children God's word. We need to be reading it, and then helping our children read it as well. Teaching isn't done in an evening over dessert. Teaching is done over the long haul. The attacks are coming from without, and we can't drop the ball inside our homes. Teach your children diligently. Father, help us to teach and live out your word every day of our lives and in our homes. Help us to do our job inside so we can withstand the attacks from the outside. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.